From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gregory Pabst reading The Devil's Bounty by Larry J. Martin. Now, let's begin with The Devil's Bounty. Chapter 1. From the deep shadows of a ravine bracketed by river willows, four robed men, strangers to this quiet riverside, watched in sullen silence. At the sound of approaching hoofbeats, they hunkered down, hidden by the cleft's edge, and they waited. Beneath a towering, gnarled cottonwood, Apollonia Vega drew rein on her sorrel stallion, tossed her long, coal-black tresses out of her eyes, and watched the 150-foot steamer Senator churning up the wide Sacramento on its way to the newly platted city of the same name. Voices floated across the water, singing to the tune of the popular "O Susanna" that she had heard so much in the last year. The singers were accompanied by two amateur instrumentalists, perched in the midst of piles of cargo on a large bale of hemp rope, fiddle and flute in hand. "I came from Salem City with my washboard on my knee. I'm going to California, the gold dust for to see. It rained all night the day I left. The weather, it was dry. The sun so hot, I froze to death. Oh, brothers, don't you cry." The voices began to fade as the steamer drew near, and the men realized that a beautiful señorita sat astride a handsome, tall stallion, watching their progress. Men crossed the boat from the far side, and a group of men five deep, in slouch hats, brown canvas pants, red and blue woolen shirts, knee-high hobnail boots, with picks and shovels and packs, crowded the portside rail. In almost reverent silence, as even the flute and fiddle players had stopped to stare, they waved to her. She stole a glance over her shoulder up the road 40 paces behind and above her, and saw that her dueña, her chaperone, Tomasa...